I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. We are here to announce the verdict in a very important case, a very serious case from a couple of years ago, actually a crime that occurred on June 21st, 2024 in the city of Buffalo. This is a case involving the horrific death of a three-year-old little boy by the name of Ramon, also known as Red Carter. There were two perpetrators of this horrific crime. They were both convicted by a jury, and that verdict was returned this morning before Erie County Court Judge Sue Egan. I'm here with homicide prosecutor John Gerken on my left, and Raise the Age and Vehicular Crimes Bureau Chief Noha El-Nakib on my right. They were the trial attorneys. They handled this case since its inception. They did an exceptional job, and we are happy today that we are able to provide some justice for the family of Ramon Carter, as well as his seven-year-old sister, who's now nine. But so on June 21st, 2024, these two teenagers, one was 14 years old and one is 16 years old at the time, they committed this shooting together. They were intending to kill another person, and they killed Ramon Carter. Now, unfortunately, I'm not going to identify the 14-year-old or the 16-year-old by name. I know that their names have been out in the public. I know that they've been reported in some media. But until this case is completed, and by that I mean until sentencing is completed, we are not going to announce their names. The 14-year-old was convicted of attempted murder in the second degree. He was convicted of murder in the second degree. He was convicted of criminal possession of a weapon in the second degree, and he was convicted of assault in the second degree. Now, the 16-year-old was convicted of manslaughter in the first degree and assault in the second degree. That was the jury's verdict, and I can tell you that this case started, you know, immediately that night with terrific work by the Buffalo Police Department responding to the scene. There are five police officers that I'm going to, you know, specifically identify who did exceptional work, three of whom immediately upon arriving to the scene recognized that Ramon Carter, the three-year-old little boy, had been shot and was seriously injured. They transported him in their patrol car to Erie County Medical Center, where, you know, unfortunately he was pronounced dead, but they took immediate action and tried to save his life. The seven-year-old little girl, Ramon's sister, was taken to Oshai Children's Hospital, where she recovered from a bullet wound to her back. She was treated and she has recovered. She is a very brave little girl. She testified at this trial. Again, I'm not going to mention her name. This is a little girl whose brother is gone, and she's been through a tremendous amount of loss and tragedy, and I'm certainly not going to mention her name, but she is a very brave little girl who came into court and testified before this jury. You know, I know that this is an important, case for this community. It's also a horrific tragedy for this family. I know that the family is, you know, of course, as we all would be, this family is still grieving, but at least this part of the case, there's some satisfaction, and we have delivered some level of justice in this case for them. The sentencing is date. John, what's the sentencing date?
January 20th.
So the sentencing date before Judge Egan will be January 20th. We I can tell you that with respect to the 14-year-old, who we refer to as a juvenile offender because of his age, he is subject to a maximum sentence on that murder in the second degree conviction of 15 years to life. That's the maximum sentence. The minimum sentence would be 7.5 to life. We are going to be asking for the max. He is, again, he is, at this moment, he is a juvenile offender. We will be identifying him after sentencing. The adolescent offender is the 16-year-old. He is been convicted of manslaughter in the first degree and the assault second, but the manslaughter in the first degree, of course, is the most serious charge. He is going to be facing a potential sentence of 5 to 15 years. That's a maximum sentence. And I should explain the 5 to 15 years with respect to the 25. I'm sorry, thank you. The 5 to 25 years with respect to the 16-year-old is a determinate sentence, meaning the judge will pick a number. Okay, so the judge can sentence him to 5 years determinate or all the way up into 25 years. He, so he's exposed to, a significant amount of time. The jury did very thoughtful and what we believe to be very careful work in their deliberations, and we thank the jury for their service. The specific police officers that I think we should identify are Lieutenant Ashante McLean, Michael Griffin, Jordan Wansart, Stanley Hunrata, and Peter Wynn. They were the police officers that responded to the scene, and Officers McLean, Griffin, and Wansart were the officers that transported Ramon Carter to Erie County Medical Center. In addition to them, from our office, we had two victim advocates that worked, tirelessly with the family in this case. You can imagine, as I've already mentioned, the families are, this is a tremendous loss. The families are devastated, and we can't, we can't do the work that we do without the victim witness advocates, Nicole Hoffa from our office and Kim Rapp from our office. I mean, Nicole spent the last several weeks with this family and really guided them through this process. And I think it's important to recognize them. And then finally, we had, there were some important decisions that we had to make early on in this case. And we had great help from our partners in county government. The CPS lab was really called in overnight. This incident happened on a Friday evening. It was 9:30, I think, at night. And, the county executive approved work being done on this case by the CPS lab over the weekend that allowed us to bring this to a pretty quick decision and get an indictment on this case within 4 days. So, this is the conclusion of the trial. There was, like I said earlier, John Gerken and Noha El-Nakib handled this case. They're terrific lawyers. They're an asset to this office and the community. And quite frankly, this is a really important verdict. And I owe a great deal of thanks, and the community owes a great deal of thanks to them. So that concludes it for this, for today. I'll try to answer any questions, and if there is anything specific you want to ask Mr. Gerken or Ms. El-Nakib, I'm happy to let them answer any questions as well.
Last week, when we were talking about the Norwood case, where the four-day-old boy was killed, it said it hit your heart. Is this one on that same level that you as heart? I know it's tough to equate.
Yes. I mean, I a 3-year-old little boy, a 4-day-old little boy. I mean, these cases are awful. They're horrific. I can't even imagine how the families feel in these cases. These are innocent little babies. And yes, the answer is yes. Anybody else?
Why were they not charged as adults?
Well, we're constrained by the penal law, and the one boy was 14 years old at the time of the crime. The other was 16 years old. The New York State penal law defines them, as I indicated, as an adolescent offender and a juvenile offender, and we have to operate within the constraints of the law.
Where will they serve their time if they're still underage?
John, do you know that, or Noah? I mean, they will be
confined to a youth facility, and then between the age of 18 and 21, will be transferred to an adult facility.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Aaron? Nothing. Okay. Thank you very much.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.